Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
This is a good product. I want to keep using it. I plan to be a lifelong customer. I was convinced in the testimonials that I heard, and I wanted to give this a shot, mainly because one of my mindsets is that I believe in preventative maintenance. And I really do believe that Balance of Nature is a very important component of preventative maintenance. Having this product in your body every day supports your immune system. It gives you that psychological boost that you're doing something very good for your body. And again, it's something that I plan to take for the rest of my life, every day, without fail. Money well spent. Money well spent.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
We wish we had enough crayons to explain this, but more government does not make you more free. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
If they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. Because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay, to claim that it's meaningful. It doesn't tell you that you're sick.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
Maybe I should put two masks on. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's no data that indicates that that is going to make a difference. And that's the reason why the CDC has not changed the recommendation.
In this new study, researchers used experiments in the laboratory, not the real world. Based on this new information, the CDC is updating the mask information for the public on the CDC website to provide new options on how to improve mask fit, or wearing a cloth mask over a procedure or disposable mask.
I think it has something to do with public health, but it has also to do with the peace of mind.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
The second part of your question is, what proportion of asymptomatic individuals actually transmit, and looking at secondary transmission? And they're not finding secondary transmission onward. It's very rare. And that not much of that is not published in the literature.
You were all exposed to a student here who was taken to the hospital due to COVID.
We were there, and Token was actually taken to the hospital because you guys shot him.
Yes, due to COVID. If it weren't for COVID, all the previous teachers would have still been here, we wouldn't have been in the class, and nobody would have gotten shot.
It was COVID-related.
That doesn't make any sense!
Gets me every time. Oh, that was the reel of Fauci. Yes, backtracking every 5 seconds on what he says because, you know, there is no data. And that clip I gave you in this header for the show, it was very interesting clip because in this clip, she's talking about the fact that this was today. This was today. Listen to this really carefully. Here you go.
In this new study, researchers used experiments in the laboratory, not the real world.
Okay, why? Why didn't they just use the real world? People are wearing masks. Why didn't they use the real world? So they used a laboratory, and she makes this point several times. Here you go.
In this new study, researchers used experiments in the laboratory, not the real world. Based on this new information, the CDC is updating the mask information for the public on the CDC website to provide new options on how to improve mask fit, or wearing a cloth mask over a procedure or disposable mask.
So wearing a cloth mask.
Or wearing a cloth mask over a procedure or disposable mask.
See, they couldn't get away with it. They had no data that said that this would work or do anything or be of any
value.
Anything except for, yes, you can't breathe. So what did they do? They distinctly said, we did this in a lab, not the real world. Because you have an immune system. So any breath that comes out of you, the other person has an immune system. I just had to point that out because that was today. They made that announcement today, that they made sure to tell you. When was the last time you ever heard them say that? We went to the lengths to conduct this only in the lab, not the real world. just a heads up that you're getting fooled again. Susan, how are you?
I'm excellent.
We have a lot to discuss in this hour. And if you wear two masks, I don't know that there's much hope for you. So please, I hate to be that mean, but I don't even know what to say to people anymore about wearing the two masks. One mask I thought was enough.
I think on the announcement, it actually said at the bottom, make sure you can see and breathe.
Gosh.
While wearing the two masks.
They literally want people to die. I'm pretty sure of it now. And so people are doing this dutifully because they love what? They love being told what to do.
Yeah.
They love somebody else in some sort of position, some paid off position. Because I can get you 100 other people that earn a lot of money that are experts that will negate everything they just said. And this is why Fauci has flopped so many times on the issue. But small groups. It's all about the control of rules.
Yes, it's about the control of rules. So actually, January 27th was Holocaust Remembrance Day, and I didn't remember it then. But I had started following while I was doing other tasks just around the house. I thought, I'm going to put on these survivor stories, but it was the long version survivor stories.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so compelling. And these people had started off in the camps as children or as young teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were impressed with was how the rules, especially when they were in the ghettos, where they were just collected in the city and stuck in a ghetto, surrounded by a fence, started off pretty free. And then the rules, day after day, week after week, a new rule. Now you had to be in by 7. Now you had to be, you couldn't go out before 7 in the morning.
So they were talking about how many rules,
yes.
New rules were instigated. There was no reasoning behind them. They just kind of kept coming out with them.
That's right. And if you had been given a long list of rules to start with, people probably would have rebelled.
Yeah.
But we're going to do a rule at a time. We're going to boil the frog. And she said it worked masterfully because people would just be confused. People would just say, well, how are we going to do it? And then they would figure out ways to accommodate it. And they felt, but it was all part, she said, several of these women, of the psychological pressure they put people under just to comply at first. She said, so then when it was time, they would take, 500 of us at a time and put them on trucks and send them to who knows where, probably the concentration camps, since these were people who had died. She said they did it at night. She goes, why would they do it at night? They did it at night because things are confusing at night. It's dark. It's scarier. She said every psychological aspect of this was thought out to the nth degree.
Scary.
And listening to how this psychological conditioning worked outside the camps, so in the ghetto, in the work camps, and then in the concentration camps, and then taking a break from listening to her and coming up into the real world and hearing they want us to wear a second mask. And I thought, this is the same.
After a year.
Understanding of how we work psychologically and how they're just trying to turn the screws.
And the businesses that have the array of masks to buy. And now everyone has an assortment of masks to match their outfits. And the guy that came out today on CNN that said, it's cultural now to wear a mask. It's cultural. And I just couldn't even believe he said that. I'm gonna throw Kevin on here too. Hi, Kevin. He's joining us in studio.
Hey, I got a friend who's he's from Ireland, and he describes Irish democracy. And he says, in an Irish democracy, everybody completely ignores the government.
They just do what they want.
I like that.
Yeah,
I'm completely ignoring the government because they're insane. That's why.
We just need a few more people to go along, and we.
Right.
Root it out.
Right. So if it was airborne, guys, which is why the mask is on.
Yes.
If it was airborne, I would be dead. You would be dead. You would be dead a year ago.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we realize that all those people that have not been wearing masks didn't die. Okay.
That's right.
just because.
And now we've had the studies come out mm-hmm. with hydroxychloroquine saying mm-hmm. actually that and Z-Pak and the zinc mm-hmm. work together.
Right.
And it really works. So while this is all going on, we're pretty much ignoring the fact that we're having a major drug epidemic. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring that up because sadly, one of the women, Dr. Laura Berman, who's had her own show on...
And her sister.
Yes. And now she has her own podcast on like the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Aren't they like sex doctors or something?
They were, now she's got like a love languages thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, unfortunately, her 16-year-old son died of a drug overdose in Santa Monica. She said he hooked up with this drug dealer mm-hmm. on Snapchat. Now, this is important. Snapchat, and then it was delivered to the house. Well, what have we been hearing about Twitter and why things like Parler have to be taken down? Because illegal activities were organized on Parler. Well, here it was Snapchat. And they said, well, Snapchat tries really hard to monitor, but... Dr. Laura Berman said, I never heard anything from Snapchat. They kind of didn't reach out to us at all. But what she said was, and it actually makes a lot of sense, she says, what we need is for Snapchat and Twitter and all of the platforms to help the police get the predators that are killing our children. Snapchat is very clear that they don't support drug dealing. And I'm sure whenever the algorithm finds a page or whatever, it takes it down. But it didn't stop the drug dealer. Mm-hmm. She said it's like whack-a-mole.
So this is kind of interesting because we don't want the companies to give info to the cops and be that entrenched into both worlds, right?
Yes.
Facebook acquired Instagram in 2012. And so this is an interesting line to walk because I don't want to see, but see, these businesses are government paid for businesses, right?
Yes.
InQtel money.
That's
CIA
right.
money. And so that's what started them. That's who owns them. And so they're not really. And so what's interesting about that is that they're government businesses. And so they know they can go in and get info, but they don't. But they know they can just because they're a government entity
right.
all tied in.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
The cops.
The data is all there.
That's
accessible to them.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, you know, this was a Xanax that was laced with fentanyl. And they said it's something made in filthy clandestine labs in Mexico. There's no quality control and it can kill you. It's like 50 times as more potent than heroin.
But it's coming out of China. It's coming out of Mexico. It's coming out of a lot of different places, right? And then makes its rounds to the U.S.
To Mexico. Mm-hmm. So it comes in from China. That was like the China mm-hmm. fentanyl pipeline. And almost like 80% of what was coming into the U.S. was coming from China through Mexico. But as it turns out, there was a huge raid on fentanyl production in Myanmar.
Mm-hmm.
Myanmar.
It's been on the news lately.
It has been mm-hmm. in the news because supposedly they had an election that was fraudulent and the military took over. And
they
so
had their own coup to get the fraud out.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. But it's interesting because we're seeing this is a big fentanyl production area. So who is actually behind this? It's mm-hmm. not a very big country, but the value of the drugs that they just raided was $200 million. And it was 200 million tablets of methamphetamine and crystal meth, heroin, and raw opium, and just everything. 990 gallons of methyl fentanyl. So this was massive drug production. And there's all these tribal wars going on, but they're like different armies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a CIA connection.
Of course. Isn't there always? We're going to come right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Susan when we return.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
That I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor.
Hi there. Do you know that I've never heard this before? And I've heard about every single song known to man.
That's a shocker.
I have never heard this before. Amazing.
I'm actually shocked.
I am too. I am actually shocking myself right now. That's Ringo Starr, No song. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is just an awesome product, and you can get it. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in my name, Kate, as the code, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. If you were listening to the last hour, you're going to want a food supplement and quick. Make sure that you're taking Balance of Nature. They pack the most in it that I've ever seen in any product, and for such a great price, too. Anybody could afford it. Make sure that you are going to balanceofnature.com and put in my name, Kate, as the code. All right, Susan. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
so much to talk about. But the reason I brought up the fact that Instagram is owned by Facebook, which is owned by the government and funded, is because they, when it comes to harming people, they act like they're a private business.
Yes.
When they want to censor you, they use the muscle of the government, and they use the backing and the ties and the money to censor you. So it kind of, they pick and choose when they want to be a private company and when they don't, because the government are the ones that shored up all the funding to do Facebook. It was their project called LifeLog. And so, and then of course they acquire Instagram. So it's so heavily connected to the government. It's not private anymore. People don't understand. That connection isn't made a lot. So
No. Okay. That's an excellent point. But I was talking about fentanyl, and what's interesting, and this is because Dr. Berman's son this last week, 16-year-old Sammy Berman, has died of a fentanyl overdose. It was a Xanax laced with fentanyl. But in 2018, President Trump started putting pressure on China to restrict fentanyl, to not pump it in illegally into Mexico or wherever it was coming in to the United States. But as fentanyl began to play a big part in American trade talks, the Chinese started to maybe slash or hold back a little to curb the trade. But it created this huge opportunity elsewhere. So it just burgeoned out elsewhere. And then it became organized crime syndicates took it mm-hmm. up. It ended up in a huge way in Myanmar. There were huge raids in April, and now a recent raid. But there is supposition that it is actually China now backing this mm-hmm. production in Myanmar so that they can say, oh, look, it's not us. But now with the Biden administration, they may not be trying as hard. But it's interesting that the people in these regions, these are jungle regions, the people are very poor, peasants essentially, and they're just caught in this web of cartels, governments, militias, armies, just massive war going on in this drug production. Well, it had been opium, mm-hmm. but then they realized opium takes a while to grow and you have to protect the crops, and fentanyl is synthetic. And so now they have just pivoted to this more available, right. Easily to produce. But you have to acknowledge that nothing is being produced on this massive scale without the approval of the governments involved, right? It's not, it couldn't be allowed. The geography is too small. There's too many people involved. The governments know. China probably knows because they had to stop doing their fentanyl production. They're going to be aware of who's doing the fentanyl production now.
Right.
So now it's in this country that just had a military overthrow. Now, the military was involved in the raids of the fentanyl back in April with the army. I mean, with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that the military has taken over, people are trying to decide, well, is the military good? Well, the Biden administration says we are going to censor the military. We're going to freeze their funds. Now, remember, Myanmar got mm-hmm. the $700 million in COVID funding from the U.S. government with no strings attached.
Wow.
It's basically just money. And they just recently got a $300 million bonus to that. Well, 3 days later, the military took over. So then they said, well, we're going to have to figure out how to freeze those funds.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration just decided to freeze those funds. So if it was the military cracking down on the fentanyl, cracking down on illegal voting, then you have to wonder, is the military good? Is the military genuinely trying to help this country? the previous woman who supposedly won the election had won, I think, a Nobel Prize, super popular with Hillary and Obama and the Clintons. They loved her. Now, that under her, all of this fentanyl production had ramped up.
Right.
So people have to really decide for themselves what is going on, because it's important. When you see how the fingers of this drug can just reach in and snatch the life of a kid out of a family who, for all his privilege, for all his education, for his mom being just so aware of health, and it just took him. Jeez. So be aware, the fentanyl, while they're doing this circus fake impeachment up on Capitol Hill, this tragedy is happening in our nation. And UCLA, which is a bunch of colleges, it's the main university, they had a statistic out that over the course of the last year, 200 people, part of that university system, have died of fentanyl-related overdoses. Jeez. 200 people.
Wow.
I know. We are not aware of these numbers. It's just not impacting us. So then we start to get and say, well, what is... China is just, why were they so motivated to produce all this fentanyl that was being directed at us? And the majority of overdoses were happening, you know, in the big, great red middle, where a lot of the jobs had been sucked out, where there had been poverty due to job elimination. And then somebody said to me, if you think about it, it was really directed at a military age group of people who took it up. Teenage, young adult, people who would go into the military. This is the fighting age. And so if you're a superpower who's trying to undermine another superpower, this would be a good strategy to undermine, that class of people. But speaking of Chinese companies, we know that rare earth minerals that come, that are used in our phones and all these different things, come from Afghanistan. Well, what we have found over the course of the last few months, as this national intelligence debrief came out, and Representative Radcliffe, Director Radcliffe, said, you know what? The CIA and these intelligence agencies were holding back information that China had involved itself in our elections, that they didn't want to give it to us for the report to kind of hide it. But this article, which I highly recommend, it's called The 30 Tyrants, the deal that the American elite chose to make with China, and it has a precedent in the history of Athens and Sparta. It says that the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, openly protected Chinese efforts to undermine American institutions. CIA management bullied intelligence analysts to alter their assessments of Chinese influence so that it wouldn't be used to support policies they disagreed with. They were saying that inside the Trump administration itself at the highest level, there were people pulling and tugging for to be pro-China and anti-China, because so much of our elite, even on the Republican side, has given up America values for the Chinese values. And so they even have our military in Afghanistan protecting Chinese property, which are these rare earth minerals. And so they were worried. Now think about this strategy. That after the United States pulls troops out of Afghanistan, that terrorist organizations would be positioned on the frontiers of Afghanistan and Pakistan and could quickly infiltrate into central China. You can see how it was not in China's best interest to have Trump pulling our troops out of Afghanistan so that terrorist organizations wouldn't move in. This is all very connected to China and what they are doing. So back to the Holocaust stories that I was listening to for hours and hours, you realize that people in these camps said repeatedly, how come nobody was standing up for us? How come people on the outside weren't standing up for us? What was going on? And there was a lot going on. It's just that our government wasn't interested in taking them, making that a big part of the war. They had other priorities. And we are now in a position to look at the Uyghurs, which you've talked about, we've talked about in China, and you realize other people mm-hmm. have other priorities. So when Pompeo came out and said, this is genocide, the government of Australia said, yeah, well, guess what? Nike, Adidas, Gap, Tommy Hilfiger, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and General Motors are basically, this Australian study said, complicit in genocide. Now, right. these are the most some of the most popular brands in the world.
You're right.
Right? Yeah. The branding is so powerful. It does not have the stench of genocide on it,
mm-hmm.
but it should. Just like what was happening in those slave labor camps in Germany, mm-hmm. the stench of genocide.
Right.
So the word is getting out. It's just not sinking into people. We're watching a show trial. The atrocities are happening. The drug overdoses right. are happening. You have to turn away from the TV. Remember, it wasn't The Exorcist, the little girl sitting in front of the TV. Do you remember that iconic scene?
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, where she's looking
yes.
at the fuzz of the TV.
Right, right.
That's like us. We're just watching this, you know, coming into our brain as a circus on Capitol Hill. But we have to pull ourselves away and go,
right.
wow, this other stuff is really important. And talk to our kids about, hey, here's somebody's kid. She was famous and kid mm-hmm. just was fooled by the type of drug and right. died of a drug overdose.
Yeah.
And 200 kids in the UCLA university system just died this last year. Kids, yeah. kids aren't getting the awareness that they need on that scale.
Right. Because things are hidden.
Hidden
as other kinds of drugs, and so
well,
there, and the fentanyl,
the Chinese component isn't mm-hmm. really brought up to our kids. I've never really heard a drug
right.
discussion where you hear, you know,
no.
there had been originally some stuff about the cartels and Mexico over the years, but nothing that says
it's so protected by our media. China is so protected.
Yes. Yes.
They get a pass on everything. So does Biden. So does the administration. I mean, they all get a pass. It doesn't matter what they've done. Doesn't matter what criminality. It doesn't matter how more so bought off. You know, how do you buy a country in pieces? You buy it one step at a time. And they've been doing this for a long time.
Absolutely. So this 30 Tyrants article starts off actually referencing the prince with Machiavelli.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, there's basically three options of how a conquering power treats those it has defeated. The first is to just ruin them. The second is to rule directly. But the third is to create a state within, which is you have your own people ruling over you, but they're captured intellectually,
right,
financially.
Mostly financially.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, by China.
Yep. Jeez. Talk about infiltration in so many different ways. Be right back with Susan. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
I love good old classic music, don't you?
Yeah. Takes
I really
me
do.
Back.
I really do. I love it. Welcome back to the show, and you're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. Glad you're joining us. And of course, phone lines are open, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. All right. So you just went through sort of, you want to repeat those three items, the three items in the...
Yes. So in this is regarding capture of a state, and the Prince Machiavelli describes how a conquering power best treats those it has defeated in war. The first is to ruin them.
Mm-hmm.
The second is to rule directly over them. The third is to create a state of the few, which might keep it friendly to you. So basically an oligarchy that you mm-hmm. have paid off. and that they will then rule over the people in the interest of the other state.
It explains everything. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, gals.
Hi. Hey. Go right ahead.
I have a good idea.
Okay.
We need volunteers of notary publics to go to city parks and put up a table and chair, and people come and sign a petition of grievance.
Okay.
Then we won't have to have a civil war.
Okay.
They will get the message that the people aren't happy.
Interesting. Okay.
Then it's notarized.
Huh. All right. Hey, thanks.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Well, here's a point that I hadn't realized in this article. It just was so true as I read it. I thought that's exactly what happened. As Donald Trump in 2018 started putting pressure on China, businesses in the United States that were friendly to China hadn't really been aware of each other. But when they saw Trump going after China one by one, they all came to China's defense. And then they looked across at each other and said, hey, you want to get together and fight back against Trump, who's putting pressure on China. Subsequent to that, and after that, we have the Time magazine article that basically said there was an alliance with business and politics to come together and tech to fight and preserve, they said, what did they call, fortify the election, meaning they had to do a lot of things that were under the table to make sure this election came out the way they wanted it to come out. And it was based on the fact that Trump was putting pressure on China, saying you cannot operate this way and you're committing genocide. So the class that it was working for went after Trump officially through the election. But it's hard to imagine that Trump was not anticipating that. That is where a lot of discussion over the weeks and months has happened, because I believe Trump was anticipating that. Did he have the infrastructure to really fight back against it? That was really the question.
Yeah.
Because now we look at DC and it's very, very strange. Including, there was an article that came out, I think it was the New York Post, that said there had been somebody from a group called the Oath Keepers who was right there in the middle of the Capitol riot. His attorney came out and said he's actually related to the FBI with a top security clearance. So that just came out. And so you start to think, wait a minute, this is looking stranger and stranger by the day.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Kate.
Hi there.
Susan.
Hi.
What comes to mind here is a comment that was made years and years ago, back in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, Premier of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, made the statement that back then that American businessmen would provide their very own rope they need to hang themselves.
Yep.
Explain. I can see
isn't that apropos to where we are now is China so this time instead of so much Russia, but it's still the same thing still applies.
Yeah. So true though. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate that.
Thank you. In the old days, you could not do what businesses are doing with China. You could not do that with Russia. There it was a national security issue and your friends couldn't be investing in China. There was just these really clear lines. Now, all of that has been tossed to the wind. This article said it actually started with Bill Clinton in his 1994 decision to decouple human rights from trade status. And the AFL-CIO guy said, well, no matter what America says about democracy and human rights, in the final analysis, it's profits, not people, that matter most. So we just threw human rights to the wind and said, we'll deal with anyone. We'll do business with anyone. We don't care what you're doing. So it looked really good then for businesses here that had to abide by EPA standards, human resource standards, workplace safety standards. Hey, they could just go to China. And the Chinese elite there could do the bidding of American businessmen with the lower classes. So it's kind of a handshake going both ways.
Yeah, it is.
So scary. You can see how well mm-hmm. that works. But it's funny that it was Trump that actually triggered the whole reflex of these businesses against the people here. Because right. he was fighting them, and they said, oh, we've got to fight back, and we've got to steal this election. Basically, did I say that? They said,
of course
we
you
have
did, because it happened. They stole it.
We have to do something yeah. about this election.
And Time Magazine, you know, it's funny, because of course, they'll only point to a few of the people that were involved, right? Because they can't go all the way. They can't say everyone that was involved, because they'll never do that. They never show all their cards. But they showed a good lot of them, and that was interesting to me, that time piece.
Really
yeah,
interesting.
That their ego got ahead of them a little bit, showed a weakness in them. They wanted some props for what they did. They yeah. wanted to say, we saved you. See, we did it. We did it. And they said, Trump was right. We did it.
Yeah.
Except we did it to save you.
To fortify, yes.
To fortify it. It was amazing to
Well, and my
that.
Thought was that they had to come out with that because more and more was going to come out about the election.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be things that actually are proven. And so in hindsight, they would say, oh, yeah, well, it was stolen. Well, I think they're trying to preempt it being mm-hmm. a complete surprise
yep.
to a lot of people.
Because Trump already won 2/3 of the cases, right?
Yeah.
So as the cases keep rolling on, they're going to ignore it as best they can.
Yes.
Are the American people going to completely ignore it? Well, the majority out there knows it was stolen. So they can't hide those cases.
No.
Yeah.
And so I think it was just to kind of prepare people on the left so it doesn't come out of, you know, left field for them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. There was gloating in that article.
Right.
And so I thought, wow. This is amazing.
It was.
And there were people
unexpected.
On the right who mm-hmm. apologized, who wrote articles in apology saying, I thought it was crazy, and now they're admitting it. I was wrong. So we're seeing a lot of things that we've never seen before.
Yeah.
And the troops are still there in Washington, D.C. It's costing something like $500 million
for
to keep
a siege
them there.
That's not taking place, but they are acting like they're in fear for no apparent reason.
In fear.
Yeah. Of what?
Of what?
Yeah.
Makes no sense. And now we're hearing from Representative Meadows, who is chief of staff to Donald Trump, that mm-hmm. he actually said, I will just request 10,000 National Guard troops to come. And they didn't want it in D.C. They're trying to find out who in the power structure said no, because the Capitol Hill police are their own entity. The Capitol Hill police, and there were not the numbers there that they needed. The police chief, who was either fired or stepped down, wrote an 8-page letter and said, I was asking every day for 6 days that I needed additional people, and I was either ignored or told no. So Nancy Pelosi was in charge.
Every time you say that, my
Nancy
yeah, toes
Pelosi.
Curl.
What did she know, and mm-hmm. when did she know it? Because she was the one who could have given authorization for additional police to be there. So then you wow. just start to think, wow, something really interesting.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm not sure who it was.
Susan.
Here,
Susan's with me. Go right ahead.
Susan. Okay. So I just watched a video. I'll have to send it to you. And it's a guy that he says he's pretty much in the middle, but he's talking. It's a video of all these different angles of when the lady got shot
mm-hmm.
and kind of how fake it actually is if you put all the videos together.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that
so
video. Yes.
Have you seen it?
Okay. I've seen yeah. it. And the part that I had, thank you, that I'd not seen before that was really fascinating to me is she's carried out on a stretcher. Mm-hmm. And this is the woman who was shot. And her shirt is pulled up. And you can actually inadvertently see one of her breasts. But around her waist is this 12-inch black band with...
Which is a blood bladder.
Yeah.
Yes. with some kind of tubing coming out of it. They'd accidentally pushed up her shirt. And now you can see this black
Interesting.
Band. And so, I thought, there's something new.
Right. And caller...
Well, and the other thing part of it is that they drag her down the stairs or, you know, carry her down the stairs. Why didn't they do that right after she was shot? You know, they were already mm-hmm. up there instead of just making a scene out of it for so long at that spot.
Right. And then no one acted like they were scared. Nobody ran. Nobody did anything. It was they knew it was a lone incident. And so that was strange too. It caught me off guard.
Very, very strange.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Yeah, some things that can't be explained.
Thank you, Kate and Susan.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
There are some things that are odd. Mm-hmm.
So when people who study, and in my husband's business, On Point Tactical, it's actually our business, they study how crowds react when there's a gunshot.
Right.
And if it's a close-up and personal and there's a crowd around them, everybody spontaneously scatters. It's a spontaneous reaction to just panic and run to have a gunshot in that close quarters.
You know it's going to happen.
None of that happened. Those people hung around.
That was weird.
Very odd. Yeah. To not have an instinctive reaction.
And the only thing they can accuse the crowd of, because they were unarmed, was the fire extinguisher to the cop, right? But then they came out and said, even CNN came out and said, well, there's no truth to that. He didn't die of blunt force trauma. He apparently died of a stroke from what the family said, but they said they're still investigating it, but they know he didn't die from blunt force trauma. So they actually had to admit it wasn't true.
Which... did that news get out, really?
Nope. No. We're still accused. Any conservatives accused of that.
Yeah, that's and we've crazy. Talked about the narrative warfare. Mm-hmm. So the original narrative has stuck. Five dead at the Capitol Hill rally.
Even though that's not the case.
No. Well, we don't know. The other people I understand had health issues.
Mm-hmm.
The blunt force trauma one, there was no blunt force trauma.
Right.
And we're still trying to figure out what happened to this Ashley Babbitt.
Right.
So we're going to have to wait and see. The circus is ongoing, and I think there's going to be more shaking out.
And they're laying it on pretty thick. They're calling it the biggest act of violence now. I mean, even surpassing 9/11, even though nothing happened to anybody, really.
Pearl Harbor.
Was a couple of people that, their language is getting loftier and heavier, and they are trying to make it into the biggest moment of America's life. It's really astonishing, the psychological game they're playing on people.
Absolutely. I noticed one of the things in the charging document, it said that Donald Trump, so that he won't be able to enjoy the privileges of future holding office. And I thought, enjoy the privileges? Is that what they think Donald Trump was doing as president? Because he was losing wealth. Mm-hmm. He was getting, death threats and death attempts. His family was in the spotlight and just treated horribly. So enjoy the privileges. I think that's what they do.
Yeah, they do.
That
right.
What that language right. implicated them.
Well, everything usually Biden is saying is usually about himself, not necessarily about Trump. So anytime they all accuse Trump of something, it's usually because they're doing it.
Yeah.
So it's a great psychological game. You just keep accusing your opponent.
Yes. accusing
and then they can't defend themselves. So
no, and accusations without proof is propaganda. Yeah. That is what propaganda is.
Yeah. Shakespeare had a saying for that. That which you have within, can you see without?
Oh, that's very good, Kate.
That which you have within, can you see without?
Shakespeare. That is excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we need to just keep our eyes open, be conscious of the narrative warfare, be sensitive to the fact that real human tragedy is unfolding that is connected to us in a way that we don't really take responsibility for.
Right.
And just to be more aware of it and to teach our children more about it.
I love it.
And
thank you.
Share.
You bet. Thanks, Susan.
You're welcome.
She always comes on at this time on Wednesdays. I always really appreciate her. And she always does an awesome job. Her and Melissa. I'm really lucky. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. Chris Ann Hall joins us tomorrow. And all kinds of stuff to talk about tomorrow as well. So make sure and hit the podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, all over the place. And Love and Liberty app. I mean, you name it. And, of course, see you tomorrow. KateDallyRadio.com.